Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Esther Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls SCLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is a mother of two daughters and four beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Dora Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. He's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Life of Inspiration and Motivation. Caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. Now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening. You are listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. We are so delighted that you are tuning in with us on today, and wish the co-host will be continuing the show on today. But remember, listeners, you can join in on the conversation by pressing the number one on your phone. And at that time, you may ask any questions or if you have any comments or thoughts in reference to the topic on today, which is a part two. We are continuing from Thanksgiving Day, part two of Every Day is a Day to Give Thanks to God. Yes, every day is a day to give thanks to God. At this time, I am going to yield, and I will let the co-host continue the episode on today. And remember, listeners, I'm always happy to have you to tuning in on Facing Your Fears. God bless you. If you don't hear my voice at the end of the show, the co-host will close you out. And at times, I'll be back in about 20 minutes to open up the lines to all of the callers. God bless you, co-host.
God bless you. God bless you, each and every one, as you're connecting on Facing Your Fears radio talk show, where you have already heard from the amazing host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, co-host, myself, Pastor Doris Smith. We welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. We want to open up with prayer, and then we're going to continue with part two of Every Day is a Day to Give Thanks to God. Father, we thank you today, and we praise you. We lift you up, and we magnify your name, because you are so very worthy. We thank you for all that you have done and what you continue to do. God, as we're connecting on this line from around the world, as we're connecting, oh Lord, with issues and situations and circumstances unlike anyone in any other part of the world, but still the same God, we say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your shield. Lord, we thank you today for who you are. We thank you because we love you. You first loved us. We ask you to reach out and touch each and every person that's connected on the show tonight. Where they're weak, make them strong. Where they're torn down tonight, build them up. Where they're discouraged, encourage them. We thank you and we praise you as you forgive them for all that they have done knowingly and unknowingly. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen, 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 amen this evening. I am truly so grateful to be able to come back and to share on the line with you from around the world as you're connecting in on Facing Your Fears radio talk show tonight. And I'm hoping that even as the questions open up by Evangelist Chapman tonight, that you will come in and also share. We are continuing tonight our discussion, part two, of Every Day is a Day to Give Thanks to who? To God. Every day. We had such a great discussion in our first part one, sharing why we give thanks to the Lord and why we do it every day. And this evening, as we continue, we want to continue with every day. Why every day? Some people will probably say, why would I give thanks every single day? Things are not appearing to be things that I should give thanks for. But the Bible tells us to give thanks in all things, not because those things are negative, not because those things are bad, not because they are hurtful, but because of the fact of who God is, especially as believers in your life, you know that he'll work it all out for your good. Every day is a day to give God thanks. Why? Because he's given you another opportunity in this new day. Yesterday was a day that we were truly blessed with. And today is a brand new day whereby the Lord has allowed us to come from one day to another day. I give you one really great, great, great reason as we start in tonight to give God thanks every day. Because there was some on yesterday that did not make it over today. But you are here. There was some on yesterday that went through many great, great tests, and some somewhere wanted to quit, and somebody somewhere wanted to give up. Somebody in some part of the world wanted to commit suicide. But today, praise God, they're still here. And prayerfully, the reason to give thanks, because in the newness of this new day, whereby God has loaded you again with the benefits, your desire for those things that were negative have changed prayerfully. That's why we want to give God thanks every day. Why? Because he gives us new opportunities in every day. He gives us his new benefits. He loads us every single day with everything that we need to progress, everything that we need to excel, everything that we need to live in the abundant promises as he has stated in his word. He lets us know in John 10:10 what he came for. He didn't come for us to just have the smaller things of life, but he came for us to have the abundance of life. He said, I don't want you to have just a small portion and just be satisfied. Yes, be content, but know that there's more. Know that I have more to offer you. Know that I'm a great God. Know that I want to take you into greater. He lets us know here. He says, why? I want to just pose to you today to help you understand why. Why is it so important every single day to rise and give God thanks? Why? Well, for one thing, the Bible commands for us to give thanks to God. He commands us that. Many of the verses as we go out the Bible list reasons why we should thank him. It tells us that we should thank him. Why? Because his love, what? Endures forever. That's in Psalms 136:3. It also listed in Psalms 118:29. It gives us reasons why am I giving God thanks. Yesterday wasn't such a good day, but I give God thanks because he brought me to today. Yesterday is no longer in front of me. Yesterday is now behind me. So I can choose to turn from yesterday and look to my today and be grateful and not drag the things from yesterday that weren't good, the negatives of it, but to look at the negatives and embrace a positive. Now I know what to do. Now I know what not to do. Or I know what I won't do anymore. And now I know why. So as we give God thanks every single day, all it's saying is that I appreciate you. I realize that the very breath that I breathe do not belong to me. I realize that this breath belongs to my holy Redeemer, to my Creator, to the God of God, praise God, to the God, the Lord God, strong and mighty, to the God that's above every God, the big G, as opposed to the many small G's. We serve the one with the big G, because he's the one that has not some power, but he is the one that has all power, every bit of power that ever was power, that ever will be power, belongs to the Lord. Why should I give him thanks every single day? Because he loved us so much. No one took his life. It was love that took him to the cross. It was love that allowed him to what? To lay his life down. And 3 days later, pick it up again. And not just get up with some power, but to get up with all power. He never, ever knew sin. See, sin separates us from the Lord. He never knew sin. But yet, he bore my sin, and he bore your sin. And then he turns around in the word of God and lets us know to cast our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. He tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he lets us know through those scriptures, acts if you want to go from 16:17-18, he lets us know to pray and don't cease. He let us know to give him thanks in everything. Give me thanks in the things that you don't understand, and you'll get clarity. Give me thanks in the things that you don't like, and I'll turn them around. And those things that appear to be negative and appear to work against you, I'll allow those things to work out for your good. How? Because you'll gain a positive out of a negative. How do you do that? Because in the midst of something negative happening, you are grateful for the fact of the matter that you were able to be moved from it without sustaining any injuries. You are right in the midst of a place where you could have been injured, where you could have been hurt, but something in the thick of a moment happened that allowed you to be shifted from a place of danger to a place of safety. Wow, give God a praise. But God, not only do you have a reason to give him thanks, but now you got a but God. Because if it had not been for the Lord that allowed that person to move, or that person to move you, or that person to call you, to cause you to change your location. See, everything that happens, God is in the midst of it. Why and how? Because he's omnipotent. He's everywhere, all at the same time. He's in your city, working miracles up and down the corridors of the critical care unit, healing and delivering those that are accessing and drawing him near through the power of faith. Because he say without faith, in Hebrews 11:6, it's literally impossible for you to please me. Without it, you can't please me. But for those that believe, and according to Mark 11:24, from the very point, from the very instant, from the very place that you begin to seek my face for, begin to pray for, as long as it lines up with who I am, as long as it lines up and does not go contrary to who I am, and I am my word, and my word is me, he said, I'll do it for you. A reason to give God thanks every day. Listen, God has carried us all the way through 2019. In spite of everything that you have gone through, in spite of everything that you have faced, in spite of the times that you want to quit, give up, in spite of the times your back was up against the wall and your mind was pressed, from January the 1st, look at you today. You are all the way here. Praise God. To January, praise God, the 4th, to December the 4th. From January the 1st all the way, praise God, to December the 4th, that in itself is more than enough to give God thanks. That in itself is more 10 reasons to give God thanks. I'm sure each and every one of us can roll back the memory and of where we were in January the 1st and the different things we've encountered, not only the things that we've encountered, but the issues and the situations and the circumstances and the trials and the challenges of life that have showed up. But we can also say he brought us out. How do I know that? Because we're here today, because you're on the line today, because you're still here. Somebody was counted out by January 1st, said they wouldn't make it, said they wouldn't do it, but they're still here. And yes, they have made it. And yes, they have made some accomplishments. Yes, through the things they've lost, they've got some gains. Through the hurt, they've got some joys. Through the disappointments, they've got some peace. Through everything that has happened negative, they've been a good. So there's still so much more to thank God for than not. Thanking God every day, why? Because his love endures forever. I can thank him every day because he's just good. I can thank him every day because his mercy is everlasting. I can thank him every day because, let me tell you something, thanksgiving and praise will always go together. It's hard to be in a state of thanksgiving and not go into a place of praising God. You cannot really honestly, truthfully praise and worship God without also being thankful. Because when you go in a place of worship, praising him, everybody can do. But in a place of worship, it's where I move everything. Everything else can wait. It's where I woo God. It's where I just tell him how amazing, how awesome he is, how much I can't do anything without him until he puts his supernatural on my natural. I can't do anything. To let him know how much I need him, how much I can't do anything without him. To let him know how much I'm totally and completely, absolutely depending on him. To give thanks reminds us of how much we do have. Think about where you were January the 1st and your accomplishment from January to right now. And I assure you, you'll find justifiable one reason after another reason after another reason to give God thanks. I can look back at the very beginning of the year at some challenges in life that rose up, at some things that came up very hard and very difficult. But I found myself crying out to the Lord. I found myself calling on his name in truth, in integrity, in honesty, telling him what he already knows. See, when you call on his name, there's no need going there with a facade. He already knows you. He already knows what you're going to do, no matter what you tell him. Lord, if you do this, I'll do that. He already knows. He's just a loving, merciful, and caring God, a father to his children that love them and want them to have the best. He said, I came that you may have life and that you may have this life more abundantly. I don't want you to have it less. I want you to have it more. As I share with you, when we praise God and do it truthfully, and when we go from a place of praise into a place of closing the door in worship through that right relationship to the giver of all good gifts, that's another reason why every day is a day to give God thanks. He's the giver.
All right, listeners, you are listening to. All right, listeners, you are listening to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Remember, listeners, you can join in on this amazing episode on today by pressing the number one on your phones. If you have any questions or any comments or any thoughts about the episode on today, please feel free to press the number one on your phone, and I'll be back shortly in about 15 minutes to open up the lines to all of our callers. We want to thank you again for calling in and continuing this amazing, awesome topic. Every day is a day to give thanks to God, not just on holidays or when you're in trouble or when you're in need of something, then you want to go to God after God has given us something. And we say, Lord, I thank you. But he wants to hear from you every day when he wakes us up in the morning. That is a reason to give God the glory. There's a reason to tell the Lord, thank you. Because why? He allowed us to be blessed to see another day. We're using our limbs and the activities of our limbs, our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear. Somebody woke up this morning and did not have the activities of their limbs. Somebody woke up this morning and then even wasn't even in their right minds. So we want to thank God for closing us in our right minds. Every day, every minute, every second of the day is a time to give God thanks. And I'm going to yield back and then our co-host continue her topic, the episode on today. And as she goes forward, listeners, remember that God loves you and I love you. And we want you to call back every – now, let me make this announcement while I have an opportunity. Every first Wednesday of the month until given further notice, we will be having the show. And I'm sorry for the delay on today. I put the wrong time in. It's 4:30, 5:30 Central Time and 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Following – this week, every Thursday of every week, we will continue at our regular scheduled time on our regular day, which is every Thursday. But every first Wednesday, we will be having the talk show. God bless you. You and I let the co-host continue her topic on today. God bless you. Co-host.
As you were saying, every day is a day to give thanks to God. We're approaching Christmas, just a few days out as we're coming up. And let me tell you, many are out shopping and enjoying, praise God, thinking of their loved ones and their families. And that's awesome. That's great. But I don't want you to forget about the greatest gift of all. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift. Take a moment as you give God thanks each and every day, because every day is a day to give him thanks. Take a moment to introduce someone else to that great gift, to that gift of healing, of deliverance, of transformation in your life. Take a moment to introduce the greatest gift of all to a family member, to a friend, you know. Take a moment to introduce, praise God, to a loved one, to a neighbor, to someone you just may meet, and the opportunity presents itself in the mall, in the shopping center, in the grocery store, wherever you are. It may be in a doctor's office, wherever that the opportunity presents itself. Introduce somebody this season to the greatest gift of all, and that is Jesus Christ. That's another reason to give God thanks. Because above and beyond every gift we can give, there is no gift that's greater than the Lord. Let me say something to you all this evening. You know, we are so blessed. When I think about this topic, every day is a day to give God thanks. Let me tell you something. Every day is a day to give God thanks just for the mere fact that you can wave your hand. Somebody wants to wave their hand again, but they're not able to do it. If they had that chance, they would lift it and wave it. Someone want to walk again, but they're not able to do it. We can't take these things lightly. Give God thanks every day that you can get up and make a decision for your own self. Dress your own self. Don't allow the things of this world to get you so caught up. Give God that you don't give God thanks for great family members and even those that are not so great, but you have an opportunity to help show them how to become great. And even friends, good friends. Let me tell you something. It's nothing like a great friend who loves and appreciates and respects you enough that when you're going through, he or she is right there for you. They're right there to even bathe your body and never discuss it. They are right there with the love and respect to clean a house, because they know if you could, because that's who you were, a woman of integrity, decency, and order, or a man, vice versa. They know if you could, you would do it.
But a true friendship, see, these are things that we need to give God thanks. For those out there that have those loved ones that are right there with you, right there for you, right there by your side, those good friends, those real friends, you don't have to be in their face 24-7 or they at your door 24-7, you at their door, but they're friends for life. They're always there, even when they're thousands and thousands of miles away. They lay positive bricks on your foundation. Don't get so caught up in materialistic things that you get your nose turned all up in the air and thank you about this and a bag of chips and mistreat people. No, you may be one way today. You could be at the pinnacle of life today, and you could be at the lowest of the valley in the same day. Life is just like a flower. It's here today, and sometime within the same day, just moments later, it's withered away. Treasure it. Love people. During this season, find somebody that you can help to do something for that they can't do something for themselves. That elderly lady, get a team of people together and a few dollars raised and see if you can paint her little house or paint something or clean something or do a good deed for somebody that can't do it for themselves. Yes, use wisdom in doing it, but do that deed that somebody else can be helped. Do that deed that somebody else can be helped. Somebody else's life can be changed, can be improved because of the love that you have for God and the thanks you have that he keeps giving you one day after another day, after another day, after another day. Let us not use these days to complain and to be bitter, but use these days to be better. Use these days to, even if you have to encourage yourself, do that. Encourage yourself so you can encourage somebody else. Every day is a day to give God thanks. We're going into a new year. Those things that weighted you down last year, those things that kept you from wanting more, reaching out for more, those heavy weights, listen, if they weighted you last year, they weighted you the year before, they're not going to do nothing in 2020 but the same thing. Drop the weights. Everything that so easily beset you, that's so hindering you, that's blocking you, that's stopping you. You want better? Don't just complain, oh, I didn't finish school. Make a conscious decision and say, you know what? In 2020, regardless to what my age is, I'm going to finish my education. It's not about he who runs the race the fastest. It's about he who endures until the very end. So every day is a day to give thanks. Giving thanks also should be a reminder of us of how much we have to give thanks for. We as human beings are really, to be honest with you, we are prone to complaining. Because that feels more comfortable. It's more easier to complain. But I encourage you, don't complain. Turn it around. Flip the switch in 2020. If people are accustomed to hearing you complain, give God thanks for a new year where I won't complain. I could complain, but I won't. Some things have happened. I should complain, but I won't. Because faith tells me that it's going to be overturned and it's going to work out for my good. No matter that it don't look good or feel good, it's going to work out for my good. Let us remember to give thanks every day. We tend to focus on what we don't have and feel like that's justifiable for us not to be thankful. Focusing on what you don't have is not justification not to give thanks. Focusing on what you don't have is justification for you to give thanks, for you to press to have what God has told you you can't have. For you to be able to understand and identify who you really are. Not only as a believer are you a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar person, but you're fearfully and marvelously made. And that you got to know right well. When we focus on blessings rather than want, what are we? We're happier. When we start thanking God for the things we usually take for granted, like our perspective changes, we realize that we could not even exist without the merciful blessings of God. We can't even exist. Do you know we can't keep ourselves? Do you know we can't heal ourselves? That's God. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our everything. If God don't allow it to be done, it won't be done. Who's greater? Nobody. I don't know anybody in this world that's perfect. I don't know anybody that can't err. But we serve a God that's perfect in all his ways, too wise to make a mistake, too perfect to even err. 1 Thessalonians 5, they said, everything give thanks. But this is God's will for you in his Son, Christ Jesus. See, we are to be thankful not only for the things that we like and the things that make us feel good and the things that make us happy and the things that not only we like, the things we want, the things that suits us, but for the circumstances that we don't like. Why? Because God will change that circumstance. Because he'll transform situations and issues. When we purpose to thank God for everything that he does for us and that he allows and he purposes to come into our lives, what we really do is keep anger and keep hate and keep bitterness, envious, all that thing, we keep that at bay. When we just begin to thank God, be in a state of thankfulness, in a state of thanksgiving, we keep all a lot of that negativity, anger, bitterness. We keep that at bay, envy. We keep that at bay. Let me tell you, there's no way in the world you're going to be able to be thankful and be bitter. You can't do that. You can't be thankful in a state of mind of being thankful in the same time you've been bitter. No. No. You cannot be both. You're either going to be one or you're going to be the other. We don't thank him for evil. But what we do, we thank him because he's sustaining us through it. He don't leave us in it. He sustains us through it. So be encouraged. Many people around this time are feeling so low and feeling so depressed and feeling so down. But I pray that God would touch all around this world today to encourage his people, to uplift them, to inspire, to motivate them, to know that he still reigns supreme. He's still here and answer prayer. He's still a healer above all healers. He's still God and he's God all by himself. And he don't need no help. All he needs you to do is trust him. All he needs you to do is lean on him. We don't thank him for harm. You know, God is not here to harm you. He's not here issuing out sickness and disease and death. No, he's a God of life. But we thank him because of what he does. He gives us the strength to what? To endure in the midst of all the things happening in your life. When a loved one goes through critical symptoms in their bodies and you're back and forth different places and you're running back and forth to hospitals and caring for them. When you yourself go through and look, and you can look back and say, he brought me through. Not only is my loved one still here, but I'm still here. That's to give God thanks. We thank him for what? Look at the many promises that he has made and all the things he said. Not only we thank him for his promises, but he has made us a promise that all things will work together for our good. My brothers and sisters on the Facing Your Fears radio talk show tonight, where your amazing host is Evangelist Norma Chapman, and you hear your co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of the beautiful Sunshine State of Florida, let me tell you something. You have so much to give God thanks. I want you all in this line open. I want you to come in and share. I want you to share what you're giving God. That you understand the importance of every day giving God thanks. I know days it won't feel like it, but giving thanks anyway. I know times will get difficult, but giving thanks anyway. Because he's working it out. for your good. How do we work it out for my good when it don't look good, feel good, act good, everything around it says opposite to good by faith? Because I won't stop praising it. Because I won't stop giving him thanks. Because I realize in spite of everything, he's still God. And nothing changes who he is. My situation don't change him. Your situation don't change him. He's a no limit, unlimited God. Nothing changes him from who he is. He's not a man that he should lie. Nor is he the son of man that he ever has to repent. Titus 1 and 2 let us know he's perfect. He can't lie. I know a lot that can, and you do too, and that do it willingly, unprovoked. But I know one that can't. That, good God Almighty, is enough to give him thanks every day. Every day, thank you. Every day, giving thanks. Because he said, look, he made us a promise that all things, that's a promise. Romans 8 and 28 is a promise. It said it'll work together. There are some things that people have done, said, or planned, or plotted, and it all come up from the enemy. But the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of these things, not the person, the spirit. We got to know how to separate. That's another thing to give God thanks for. Don't beat the person down. Know how to separate the person from the spirit and pull the spirit of wickedness down and continue to love the person, even if you have to do it from a distance. Keep a right heart. He said to work together for your good. How? To those who love God. Do you love them? Do you love them? And are called according to his purpose. Those that love it and that are called according to his purpose. We can actually have thankful hearts towards God even when we don't feel thankful. Even when you don't feel thankful. Even when things don't look like they should be something that you give thanks for, you still have a thankful heart. Why? Because, you know, wherever God is, it's fixed anyway. Whatever is intended for wrong, he's going to right. Whatever is intended to take it down, he's going to allow it to propel you into greatness. It's all by faith. It's not by you having to see it to know it. It's the key is you don't have to see it. Just know what his words say and stand on it, and it is what he said. It don't matter what nobody else say, feel, or think. Let us be thankful for us not getting caught up what they say. And they is anything outside of what this word, what God said about it. They name ain't Jesus, they ain't saying much. They say you can't, he say you can. They say you won't, he say you will. Whose report are you going to believe? Every day is a day to give God thanks. You're continuing this evening to listen to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, where your host, as you know, is Evangelist Norma Chapman. And again, sharing this evening part two of Every Day is a Day to Give Thanks to God, Pastor Doris Smith. But I want to hear you when the line opens. I want you all out there in radio world and radio land that are listening and tuned in to this show tonight to share throughout Christmas, throughout New Year's. Give thanks. Give somebody else a reason to give thanks because of your smile, because of your hug, because of your word of encouragement. Don't get so caught up in the holidays that you forget that every day is a day to give thanks. Every day is a day to have a thankful heart. Because God loves you. And he loves you so much that he wants you, listen to me tonight, he wants you to have an abundant life. So as we transition out of 2019 into 2020, 2019 is great. We're transitioning into 2020, which is great. That's another reason to give God thanks for every finger on your hand, for your ears that you could still use, whether you have a hearing aid or not. Thank God for the fact that the hearing aid is possible. Thank God that you could open your mouth and hear a voice come out. Thank God that you could still make a conscious decision. Thank God that you could still get up and drive. You can still take yourself where you need to go. Thank God for good health. Even be grateful when you hear the doctor say you got a few symptoms. Why? Because you serve a healer. And that's why you call it a symptom. Because it will soon be by faith, no more. Every day is a day to give thanks to God. We can keep that heart of thankfulness just by every day thinking on the many great things that he not only has done, but that he continues to do in your family, with your children, meeting your needs, changing hearts all around you, in your community, on your job, with teachers and leaders within this community. When you send your children to school every day, or your grandkids, and they come back home and they're safe. We got so much. If I began to take a list, and I'm going to encourage you all, sometimes sitting in your spare time, just begin to take a list of all the things that you could thank God for. And I promise you, you'll find that the list will go on and on and on and on. Because every day, every single day is truly a day to give God thanks. Some may say, a lot of times I remember as I would board the elevator for work some mornings, people say, good morning, how are you? And then you would hear somebody in the elevator say, what's good about it? And then you would hear another voice say, that I'm alive, and so are you. When we stop, and I can remember the young person turning around and say, wow, I hadn't thought about it like that. Yes. What's good about that day? I'm in it. And I got news in that day that somebody didn't make it over. I lost a loved one. I lost a friend. I lost a neighbor. I lost someone in the community, a business partner. Every day is a day to give God thanks. On the real. For real. Every day. When we push everything else aside, that in this world, and that it want to make us think matter. What we really find out that matters is all these things that we have taken for granted. Many take fingers for, oh, I'm going to have them until they lose them. Many take it for granted. Oh, I got my leg's good until one is gone. Every day is a day to give thanks. So as you go out this beautiful holiday season, enjoy loved ones, fellowshipping, encourage somebody along the way, offer somebody the greatest gift of all, which is Jesus Christ. Offer somebody a gift that will keep on giving. Offer somebody the gift that will never stop giving. And that gift is the Lord. He's the greatest gift. Throughout this season, rejoice. Be thankful for that loved one. Be thankful for that good friend. And don't let anything destroy your friendship.
All right, listeners, you are tuned in to Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show. And it's almost about that time for the show to end. At this time, I'm going to open up the lines to the callers because I do see that we do have some callers on today. And I'm so sorry I was unable most of the time to be in the studio with the co-host on today. But what I've heard, she did a wonderful job. And I know that everyone out there enjoyed her on today. And I want to give her thanks for hosting the show for me on today. My callers, I'm getting ready to open up the line to caller last four digits of your number, 7526. Calling from the area code 786. I'm sorry.
Good evening.
Good
evening.
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Yes, this is Minister Montpremier, and I just want to call and say thank you to you and Pastor Smith for such an awesome job, and the information that's being shared is just so, just welcoming. I mean, I'm just blown away by what I heard today. It's like a cloud nine, you know, and I'm just so thankful for you, the host and the co-host. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a marvelous job, and I am so glad to be a part and to be able to listen in and to connect in. Thank God for the both of you. God bless you.
God bless you, caller, and thank you again for
God
calling
in.
We want to invite you to call in. You can call in every Thursday. And if there's any questions, if you have anybody that wants to come on the show to share their stories with, feel free to invite them. They're welcome to come on Faith in Your Fears show. At this time, we are going to open up the line to the next caller. Thank you for calling, caller. And the next caller will be opening up the lines to is the last four digits of him or her number is 5037, error code 252. 5037, error code 252. Hello, caller, you are on the air. Caller, you are on the air. 252, error code, last four digits, 5037. You are on the air. All right. Well, we'll just continue our conversation with our co-host at this time. You may continue your discussion, and we'll be closing out in about 13 minutes, co-host.
Wonderful, wonderful. We are so thankful for those that are out there that have come on the radio and share as we continue this topic tonight, speaking about every day is a day to give thanks to God. As you go through the holiday season, you're just so blessed. You're so blessed that you are here. You saw a holiday season last year. Let me tell you something. That's another reason to give thanks. He brought you from the holiday season 2019 to the holiday season in 2020. That's just another reason to give God thanks. So enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, but realize, praise God, that it's all happening because of who He is. It's all taking place. And remember, a promise is a promise. Keep a thankful heart. Not only just a thankful heart, but keep a thankful heart towards God. And remember, even when you don't feel like being thankful, there are times when you just don't feel like being thankful. But be thankful because you have an opportunity to feel like not being thankful. There are some people don't have that opportunity to feel because they don't have feelings anymore. But be thankful that you have the opportunity to feel like not being thankful. But be thankful anyway. Be thankful anyway. We can even in times when we are grieving, life has showed up and things are happening in our lives, we can still be thankful. Even in times when we are hurting, we can still be thankful. You say, well, how can I be thankful when I'm grieving?
because that's, for one thing, praise God, you're still here to grieve. It could have been another way. Somebody could have been grieving over you, but you're still here. When you're hurting, because trouble don't last always. Weeping endure just for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We can hurt and still be thankful. We can be angry at sin and still be thankful. And I'm talking about still be thankful towards the Lord. Still being thankful to God. Every day, as we're listening this evening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show host, Evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Smith, we invite you all to chime in, to press that number one on your phone, and you share tonight. I know out there that there are many out there that have so very much, like we do, to be thankful for. And that's why this topic has a part two, because we want to continue to encourage you to be thankful. When it hurts,
all right, listeners, it's almost time for the show to come to an end, co-host. And at this time, we would like to thank everyone for calling in, for tuning in on today's show. And I pray that you will continue to give God thanks every day of your life. I pray that something that you heard that our co-host was so diligently speaking up on today, that encourage your heart on today, that give you a reason to know that you need to give thanks to God every day of your life. As a matter of fact, if you're just going down driving in your car, and you should always tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you, because there's so much happening out here. We thank you for traveling, Grace. We just thank God for just giving us, watching over us, putting a fence all around us. And we thank him for directing our path each and every day. Because, listeners, it's so easy for us to get caught up in everyday life, and things happen at the spur of the moment, and we're not even expecting things to happen. Something can happen. But we know that we have already given God the glory. Whichever we say yes to his will, and we say yes to his ways, and we just want to tell the Lord thank you on today. We thank God for this awesome show, Facing Your Fears. Yes, because so many fears that people face every day of their life. But we're here to encourage them. There's nothing impossible for God to do. There's no obstacles in their lives that they cannot overcome. Why? Because we know that God is the author and the finisher of all of our faith. And we do want to thank you for calling in on today. At this time, we'll have our closing prayer. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to reach out and touch someone's life. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us, Father God, to come on the air, Father God, internationally, Father God, in the United States and outside the United States. We have business, and we want to just thank you, Father God, and ask you to bless each and every one, Father God, even if what they wanted to call in on and they couldn't call in on today, but they had a mind to call in. Bless them, Father God, and we give you the glory, we give you the honor. Continue to watch over us and direct our path as we be prepared to go forward with the upcoming holiday, Father God. And we just want to give you the glory for it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know you're able. We know you were healed on today, Father God. Father God, we know that you're a lawyer that never lost a case, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you go into the hospitals, Father God. And, oh, Father God, touch your finger of healing on someone's body. Father God, someone is laying at home racking in pain, Father God. We ask that you stop by the address, Father God, and let them know that you're still in the healing business. You're still in the miracle-fixing business, Father God. We give you the glory for it. Someone locked up in jail, Father God, that needs to hear a word from you, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you can break the shackles that's on them, Father God. And you can unlock any lock that they're locked behind, Father God. And, Father God, if you bless them to come out, Father God, and they may be able to come back out into society, let them be a testimony to you, Father God. Let them be a man or woman of God. Then let someone know that they met Jesus. They were locked up like Paul, but they came out a brand new person. We want to thank thank you right now, Father God, and bless the co-host, Father God, and we ask you to continue to shine your wisdom down upon us, Father God. These blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Until next Thursday, Facing Your Fears, we want to tell you that we love you. Be sure to tune in next week, next Thursday, for another